This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's the deal, man? We are back, man. We are back. We are back. We don't know what happened, man. The ghost hit us, man. But we are back. We know how to see. We know how to get back into it, man.
We ain't gonna
hop back on this shit. You feel me?
The nigga Drake pressed. J. Cole pressed the button on this nigga. Nigga, we know what happened.
J. Cole pressed the button.
That's hilarious,
but I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? We was talking, we was chopping it up, we was in a good conversation.
Was going crazy
for sure.
Left off of we ain't apologized
at all.
That's out.
Ain't no rebuttaling.
You ain't apologizing?
Ain't no rebuttaling, man.
Don't do it in the first place.
Ain't no rebuttaling. Shout out my nigga Melvin Former. Ain't no rebuttaling, nigga. For real, nigga. Stand on business.
Nah, we ain't apologizing, homie. I don't know. I didn't like that. I mean, I think Lil Duval made a great point. Charlamagne made a great point. A lot of people made a great point. I'm curious to hear what Joe Budden has to say about that shit.
He's going crazy. You know what he got to say.
He might be going crazy
for sure.
We know that two artists is not, I mean, in hip hop, and we know nothing, no fatalities is finna happen out of this shit.
Yeah. Right.
This is the art of war at this point.
Yeah, fair
enough. We trying to hear y'all paint.
Right.
And we done bored.
It'd be one thing if Cole never, like, I feel like Muhammad Ali, or like, you know, it'd be one thing if he wasn't talking about how much better he is than everybody, or being the best. Mm. Then it'd be like, okay, I get that, because you ain't even known that.
And then I think a lot of people, too, have went over the fact that first-person shooter, and there was little slight disses in there.
Yeah, for sure.
That was real passive-aggressive and stuff, so it wasn't like Kendrick just came out of nowhere for no reason.
He didn't jump out the window.
So you kind of took a jab. True. The nigga jabbed back, and then you jab back out of somebody instigating the people, you know what I'm saying? And then you like, you know what? I shouldn't even jab that.
But truth in the detail, like, he been jabbing at Dot, and Dot just been quiet. I'm telling you truth in the detail. Mm-hmm. Like, because I'm a nigga that's behind the scenes that's seen, like, truth in the detail, he been throwing, like, little daggers at him.
Yeah.
And the other two, they all been throwing little daggers.
For sure.
He been humble. Like, you know what? I'm just focusing on PG Lane. I'm trying to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And something tick. Where he like, nigga, we know what? Well, fuck the big three. Nigga, it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, now what? What you nigga want to do?
Yeah.
And now you got the batteries put in your back.
He like, come out and play.
I'm going to do this. Like, nigga, you better say something. He just, nigga. And now he went up there. Now you got to rebuttal him.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't sleep.
You know,
I was tossing
and turning. Oh, I missed sleep, breakfast, dinner, bitch. Quit lying, bitch. This shit to me, and I said this in Mozzie shit, that was a publicity stunt. Because if you felt that way, you wouldn't have never said your rap at all, bro. Don't go talking shit, then come back with a rebuttal. Oh, I couldn't do it. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know what you're doing. That shit's a publicity stunt to me, dog. And I stand on business with that.
Do anybody think that a hurt kind of tarnishes legacy
for sure
a little bit?
I think he going to look back and be like, ooh, I shouldn't have did that one.
I think so.
It's going to tarnish his legacy.
His music not going to sound the same to a lot of people now.
That's true. Yeah, because
And this is where I will, you know, play devil's advocate and play, you know, part of both sides, is that I think J. Cole is phenomenally talented.
Facts.
For sure.
He's going to be able to still have a name.
Yeah.
Where everybody is like, is career suicide? And so I don't believe it's that deep.
Nah.
But it is something, like you said, that's just going to be like years down the line. Damn, why did I even come out and say anything first, but then say something and then go try back to take it back?
Yeah. Why not? Nigga, Kendrick came with Control. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah. I him coming back 2 days later.
He like, in it.
And he stood on it years ago.
That's I didn't even mean to get on that record like that. You know what? I'm going to take my verse off of Jay Electronica shit.
Man, it's me.
You just
fuck everybody.
You just got to stand on business at the end of the day, man. What you put in the game is what you get out the game.
I love calling you through the shots out. That's the shot thought.
What you saying.
You got to be, what's that word? You got to be YouTube.
Savvy what?
No. You got to, like, know. What's that fucking word?
Media train.
You got to be YouTube media train. So you got to be rap media train. You got to know when you get ready to go put these bars down.
Stand behind
make
that.
Make sure you stamp that and stand on that. Because you don't can't put take them it back. Bars down and then you try to come rebuttal. Because now you look stupid.
Once right? it's at, once out, it's you out, can't get it back. It's at.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't take it. Once I say fuck you, it's fuck you. I can't take that back.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? So that's not
I think he was right. I was like, fine, and we got something. He been said fuck you niggas long time ago.
Like, think about it like this too. If Kanye came and apologized for all the bullshit that he be saying.
Oh, to the Jews and everybody.
You think that motherfucker would still be here?
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you backpedaling. Hold up. We ain't fucking with you. You don't know if you want to stand on business or not stand on business. So, hey, we gonna sit back.
He would be like, you know what? I'm sorry, but nigga, still fuck you.
For sure. Truth in the detail.
I'm sorry if you took it the wrong way.
I'm sorry, you mad.
Hey, truth in the detail.
No, facts.
Oh, man, that nigga just, hey, he messed everybody up. But at the same time, I do see a lot of people taking his side, like, he's growing, he's maturing, and you know what I mean? Like, you know, he's saving his peace, and it's all about him and family.
Can I answer to that? He's saving the peace and all that. Well, you should have thought about that, bitch, before you went and let them put the batteries in your back to go in the studio that and get in front of that mic, nigga, and say all the shit you said. You want to backpedal on it. Like, come on, bro, stand up for you. Stand up for being a man, nigga. Stand up for what you say, I stand on it, nigga.
So we can't. So what if he say, you know what? I was bullshit when I said sorry.
Came out with another diss.
Now I'm gonna take my glasses off, go like this, and be. I don't know whether to believe you or I don't know what's up with you, dude.
If he follow up with another like diss right now, man, like, and I was hard, and he say, sorry, Lemon, he good.
It gotta be crazy for sure. And I don't think he gonna do that because he's a bitch, and he just admitted I'm a bitch. That ain't happening.
I don't think he gonna do it either.
Y'all giving him the benefit of the doubt. I fuck with y'all narratives, but if he do that and be like, nigga, I was bullshit, nigga, you better come. Nigga, raw, no homo. You better kill a gang, kill a city, and stand on business.
You gotta come.
But you're not that type of nigga. You're not.
What if he do it, nigga, and he's in Compton, walking?
If he do it, what?
And he's standing in Compton, video in Compton.
See, now you're gonna take it to a whole nother level. If he do that,
God bless his heart.
No, I ain't say that.
All I said was God bless his heart. But now Kendrick is from the No Homo. Pause. Crush that nigga and show him, like, nigga, where he from? Where city from?
North Carolina.
Oh my God. He gonna put the green stream in the back. He gonna be stepping on North Carolina. He gonna be crushing every building, every house in North Carolina.
We talking shit, but we leaving one player out of this though.
Who? Oh, Drake. Drake don't respond, I think.
Man, Drake is a bitch. He ain't responding to shit. He got another ghostwriter.
Nah, Drake gonna respond.
He's a ghostwriter. He don't got people writing this shit.
But where do you get this ghost fighter shit from?
Truth in a detail.
Where is that from?
I ain't gotta tell you my source where I get all my source from. That's G14.
But wait, didn't it come out publicly?
No, but I'm just saying, we ain't gotta explain that. I know, you know that he got ghost fighters, so where I get my source from, I don't gotta tell on my source to tell you.
All this public information that y'all talking about. So Drake ain't gotta go.
Okay, let me say this. What? Drake just got sued. What Drake got?
Wait, there was reference tracks.
You don't remember Quentin Miller?
I remember that one song.
There was like
few. And that reference track. A couple, okay? You know what I mean? Right.
I'm gonna go further than that. Hear me out. Okay, this is something that I think I hope I don't sound crazy, but this is something in my head that I think I know what I'm talking about. Didn't Drake get sued for that him and Tiger song? Yeah, when he did in the Bay, you know what I mean? Because he used another nigga lyrics in that song, that whole song. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He said,
I don't know if he got sued or not.
No, he had to pay them people that money because he used that same lyric.
Rest in peace, Mac J. I'm going to do it for the bay.
Okay. Yeah. Like, can we talk truth in the detail? They came and taxed his bitch ass for that. Right or wrong.
Who lyric was that?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It don't matter. I don't remember, but I know he got his ass sued, and I know he had to pay them Buffalo Nickels. Boy, right or wrong? Right or wrong? Let's keep it truth in the detail. Fuck what
that's
I'm saying.
True.
Let's keep
it. But that's bar, like, I mean, the whole song was...
That means your whole song ain't shit if you reference a bar.
That's not true. That's what Wayne said, it's recycling.
That's my narrative. If I say a bar that Dreebo said, that means I probably took a bar from somebody else that's low budget that y'all don't know about, and I use his bar. But let's just put it in content now. I could have took a bar from a nigga that y'all ain't know about that ain't underground or none of that, nigga.
So that's what you saying Drake do?
Apparently, yeah.
But if we're really looking at it, hey, Jay-Z do the same thing, though. Jay-Z do the same thing.
They call
that homage when he do it.
Wait, when Jay-Z did it,
did he get sued? Was it
no
rebuttal?
He took Biggie lyrics. We don't know that because it wasn't no rebuttal after that. Puffy didn't say nothing. That's all, folks.
He didn't say nothing, but Cameron had a diss record. Where he came out, he was using a multiple verse.
If he didn't get caught out by bars. But if he didn't get caught out by the person that got control, Biggie Mama and Puff Daddy, it don't count. Because they let him.
Why not?
They let him. That could be it. Nigga could have paid for it already. Thank you. That's why it don't count. I'm short, Terrell. I ain't that dumb. Like, let me cook. Hey, I got some dinner. Hey, let me cook. Like, come on.
Bro, you used another nigga bars, correct?
But I paid for them bars. It ain't like I stole them bars and now I'm getting sued for them
bars. But somebody else did them.
It don't matter.
Somebody else wrote them. L wrote my song.
The song you took the bars from out? Or that's all behind the scenes?
What? On who?
The song you like, in the scenario, you take the bars from that you paid for.
Yeah, and then you put it in the song that you got.
But is the bars you took on the song out? They out.
We got to let the record. That's out. But all I did was take it and y'all didn't catch it. And I threw it in there and changed a couple words and shit. Yeah, I changed a little.
I mean, they're doing that now. They recycle the songs right now.
Even a lot of the women's songs,
you know what I'm saying? A lot of the girls recycling those
lyrics
songs.
But the whole damn song, the whole verse about it. And I think it might have been Mr. Carter or something like that. But he was talking about recycling. You ain't never recycled? I probably have. I probably took a phrase or like a, you did it. For sure.
How many songs?
Nah, it would be a lyric.
On that 365, how many songs you stole, man? How many verses you steal, bro?
That's all me.
On the 365, you didn't steal nothing.
Nah.
We gotta go do our research.
Do your research.
Don't panic. Go tap in. Go tap in. Do your research.
We gotta go do our research on Dreamo, man.
I'm a different beast, man. I don't need to steal. Don't worry about nothing.
Man, they stealing.
Oh, yeah, I need to recycle.
You pay.
I don't need to recycle.
Yeah, he's balling. Recycle it a little bit. Man, introduce your homies in the back, man.
Oh, yeah, so right here we got the homie Chuck right here, producer extraordinaire, half of the Census Beats, who produced Shut the Fuck Up. My boy AP right here, other half of the Census. They produce Shut the Fuck Up and a lot of stuff on my
Shout
album.
Out to them.
AP's also a GOAT engineer, you feel me? So
he looked like a Chucky, like his name should be Chucky.
His name is Chuck.
Hey, that's the homie Chucky from the Body of Homes. Hey, that's Chucky, S.A. Hey, look, Chucky from the Body of right there, Homes. Yeah, he's a rider from the Gremlin side, Holmes.
Nah,
yeah,
he
came
with
the
flannel
and all that. Yeah, he came with the flannel.
All he needed just the top button. Right. Top button and he'd be good.
Right, right.
Nah, they from the Bay, you know what I mean? I think a lot of like what I be trying to do too is like marry the Bay in L.A. from a sonic standpoint and just working with motherfuckers because I spent a lot of time in the Bay. I feel like I got a lot of sauce from the Bay.
Kudos to you because I was just talking about that. A lot of people don't do that and I think we should do that more.
Yeah, I love the Bay. You know
what part of the Bay they from? What part of the Bay you from, Chucky? Hey, what part of the Bay you from, Holmes?
Union City.
Huh?
Union City.
Like, where that's at?
Like by like Hayward.
Hayward. Okay, I know where Hayward at. Okay. Hayward. Yeah. Where you from, S.A.?
Same.
Why you talking to him like that?
Yeah, I'm a Southsider from L.A., Holmes. I know what I'm doing, why bitch. I'm not a Northern, so I got to talk to him like an L.A. motherfucking federal. Look, trust me, I do this. You don't. Hey,
he speak English.
Okay.
And what if a nigga come over and he trying to speak some African shit?
I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to be like, hey, nigga, I'm a nigga. I'm not African, nigga.
Oh, you start clicking.
I'm
going to
tell him I don't understand that shit. I'm like, I don't understand that.
Nigga
like,
start nigga. Doing the shit.
You nigga going to be like...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah. My nigga racist.
Damn. You racist. I'm from the Bay to L.A. L.A. to the Bay. Please believe that.
I'm playing with you.
I'm playing on business, Bay.
I'm a fan.
I love everybody. I'm
a nigga smack a racist.
I'm a racist, bro.
Hey,
you know, the crazy thing is, I'm not even Mexican. I'm white and Filipino.
They both Filipino.
And he Filipino.
This nigga gave him a whole new race.
Well, that's your new mind. That's your new mind. That's your new handle, S.A. That's your new handle, S.A. Sadio to the body, oh, homes.
Anybody Filipino in the chat, we canceling the chat.
Shout out to the Filipinos.
Don't believe the narrative, y'all. Y'all ever had
Jollibee?
Jollibee?
What's that?
It's like the Filipino Popeyes. Yeah.
Jollibee, is that what you said? You said it wrong.
That shit smacking.
Jollibee, that shit smacking.
I'm not even going to lie to you.
Jollibee.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That motherfucker here. If you ever driving past one, just stop, get a little piece or two and some gravy.
It's a place.
Yeah, it's like a fast food Filipino food.
Never heard
they be having them out here with a dish.
They got some out here, but they be like out the way.
I ain't seen them.
They like out the way, though.
Oh, okay.
But if you ever drive past one or you around, just stop, grab
this Filipino fast food.
Yeah. They sell fried chicken with spaghetti.
On God. On God.
So Filipinos, hold on. Filipino things got the fried chicken.
It's going crazy, though.
Filipino fried chicken with gravy. Yeah,
going crazy.
I ain't heard it all, homie.
Give it to you with some white rice.
Next time you in the Bay, for sure.
White rice, chicken, gravy.
Ready to go. I'll tell you.
Oh my God, these niggas black, homie. Basically. Because ain't nobody on their ass for that. They black, homie. Yeah, you got to try it, black. It's so, that's crazy.
You know, we come from LA, right?
Yeah.
So you know how I just was talking. That's how our Browns talk. You feel me? What's up on all the bullshit, right? So when I first started going to Oakland, I'm like, oh, them Sparrows right there. And my cousin was like, you know, the Southsiders don't fuck with the North Angels. I'm like, nah, I don't know nothing about that shit. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So when a nigga got out of his car, he was in a glass house on 20 folds with the skirts on that motherfucker with the grill speakers, the whole
shit.
Damn
near black.
Listen, I'm talking about nigga, he pulling up. I'm like, nah, he's a Mexican. He's a Southside. He's like, nah, that nigga jumped out. What's up, man? Gold grill. I'm like, oh, wait, hold up, cuz. Talk to me. Man, take my glasses off. Like, what's up, cuz? He's like, what's up with blood? I'm like, shit, cuz.
That's the dope. You know, it's crazy. That's one of the things I really love about the Bay. Like, it's super, it's like a fucking melting pot of all these different people and different cultures.
But everybody ain't the same. The A-Rab, what's up with blood? What's up with you, cars? I'm like, nigga, that's an A-Rab. He got a gold grill with the little king on his head.
Yeah. Everybody got the lingo. Everybody got the swag.
This is crazy. I fuck with this. What's up, blood? Now they got me saying blood. Oh, what's up with blood?
It's all love, though.
Yeah, it's all love.
I love the Bay for
just
that.
Culture.
For
that shit culture.
It's just the culture.
I love that shit.
The culture is crazy. I think Lil Duval was saying, too, he was like, man, our Oakland show is the best show ever.
For sure.
Because they on the comedy tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, shit, when we did our shit, live show in San Francisco, I'm like, I didn't have to do nothing.
That's my favorite place.
I could have just sat up there. They was doing it for me. They was talking. They was smoking. Nigga, we playing the music. Niggas was dancing. I'm like, well, fuck this podcast.
We just going up now.
Ain't got to do shit. Y'all,
for me,
don't want to come up here?
For me, it was different. Because, like, we had, what, 5 sold out shows? We had New York.
San Francisco,
LA
twice.
We had LA twice, and that was it, right? So I didn't make it to the New York one because I'm a big star in New York. Like, they love you out there. Shout out to New York.
Shout out
you
New
hear
York
me? But the
sure.
Bay, I'm like, I gotta make it. So Terrell, like, nigga, I'm renting the Sprinter bus, nigga. It's just gonna be me, you, nigga. You gonna have the whole back shit, nigga. It was a big Sprinter bus, so I'm out there, nigga. When I hit that stage, for me, I already knew the energy I was gonna get.
Fact.
All I did, I went out there like I was Puff Daddy, nigga. No Diddy, no homo. Just like, and the crowd going crazy. Nigga, I'm looking in their eye. They just, you're to me, because they know I'm from the Bay of LA. Then I got Lil Blood up
Why
there.
Why are you lying to these people?
I'm not, nigga. I was a nigga in Oakland. Who playing with me, nigga?
I had Mac Dre playing.
I rapped every song, every MA song, and all the crowd.
And I wanted
rocking.
You to sit down.
No, you. Wow, like I said, friends with you, I don't know your
enemies.
You know what I mean? Nigga, I rocked that motherfucker, nigga. I rocked it. Like,
nah,
like,
they go up, bro.
Like, in certain places I go, all I gotta do is just go on stage and go like this, and it's just, like, because I put my footprint down
trying
there.
To figure out who you is. This is Dr. Dre nephew. He's trying to figure out who you are.
I'm going to tell you. Since you said that, let me put my glass on. He's trying to figure it out. Like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, I'm going to break it down to him. I'm S-Mac owner. I'm a co-host of Back on Fig. This is the host of Back on Fig. We bosses. We own everything that you in right now. You know what I mean? We started from a little-ass hot box a year ago, and now we in a big-ass warehouse right now. To this day, you hear me? I'm S-Mac Back on Fig, and I'm S-Mac Schoolboy Q, a.k.a. Grammy-nominated ass motherfucking hype man that been around the world to rock the biggest
stage. Tell them about Made in America.
Come on, truth and the detail. Man. I shouldn't even have to tell them. All you gotta do is Google my name and it's gonna pop up. Boop, 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 boop. So I'm really a nigga out here. Yeah. So while you be bushing around, put some respect on my name, young man.
He just wanted you to celebrate yourself.
Nah, he bushing. He gotta have me up. This is my brother. He know how to get me. He know the shit to say that's gonna push a button like, he gonna go this level.
All right, now let's back to our guests. We don't give a fuck about that.
You asked me a question, Diego. Back to the guests like that.
Wow. Back to the guests, man. We ain't got much time. We got another interview. Goddamn.
Yeah, y'all going crazy.
All right, so where did you start in producing, my boy?
Started producing 10 years ago. It'll be 11 years in October.
Yeah.
But I had my 10 year last year. When I started producing, like, I was DJing before anything. And then I was throwing parties, like, just around the valley and stuff like that. And my parents used to, like, my mom be lit. Like, she's super, like, turned up and stuff. And so we would throw parties at the house. And we just, like, had the DJs and, like, dance floors, canopies, food, all that. Granny would come and cook. And I just, like, became known from that. And then I was DJing this one party, and some girl came up to me, and she was like, the way that you mix the songs together, like, you ain't never thought of producing? And I was like, I don't even know really what that is. And that's, like, crazy to say, because obviously my uncle is
who he is.
Incredible.
Right, producer. Right.
And, yeah, I was just like, shit. And I ended up getting some equipment. And from that day, it was October 13th in 2013.
Yeah.
And I've just been going at it since.
It's been yourself, a movie.
But all self-taught.
All self-taught. Mm-hmm. So once you, I feel like once you feel like, you know what, I think I'm good enough. Hey, Unc.
So, yeah, that was a funny thing, because, like, when I first started, obviously when I'm making my first types of things, I don't know what the bar is, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just getting, you kind of just thrown out there. So, obviously, I brought him some shit. And I always tell people, like, I'm a living testament of just hard work. Because when I first brought him some shit, he was like, nah, this shit ain't it. This shit is trash. And a lot of people would get discouraged from that and a stop.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was just like, well, what can I do better? And this is what really break a motherfucker. He said, I don't know.
Damn.
I don't know what the fuck you could do better. You know what I'm saying? But this shit's not gonna work.
You think that was him testing you in that moment to see what you, if you was gonna find out what you could do better, or if that was just,
I think that was just
legit response.
Just knowing who he is, I think that was just his honest response. Okay. You know, that's just how he felt. And, like, he's gonna tell me the truth because it's the only thing that, like, holds his integrity. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's how you know when he tells you your shit is good, that it actually is. So some years passed. I was still working, just doing my shit. And then I remember it was just a holiday. It was like Thanksgiving or something. It was over at the house, and my cousins, I got a cousin named Truce, cousin named Tyler too. Shout out Truce. That nigga is incredibly dope at
ridiculous.
Playing music, just producing, and he's singing shit too. But we were all playing music in the living room and stuff like that. And I was, like, still timid a little bit about playing music. They passed me the chord, and I played this one beat. And it was like the room stopped, because he looked up and he was like, what the fuck is that? And I almost unplugged the shit. And he was like, no. Like, play that again. And from there, you just all, every time you see me, you just ask me to, like, play some shit.
Mm.
And then, I ended up, like, getting invited to work up at the studio. I would just work in the back room and shit like that. People would come in and out. Obviously, it's all types of people coming in and out of that studio. And, you know, that just helped me meet a lot of people. I learned a lot of things from a lot of people within there, just watching and stuff. Because, like, Dre is one of them niggas that's, like, if you can't learn from being just around a person like that, right, you ain't even gotta ask questions. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can't just learn from being around, you ain't trying to do shit. You
that's
know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, I was just learning, just watching, and that's kind of where I got the mold for how I produce. You know, every person I ever watched my uncle work with, he's just, like, very hands-on. He likes to have them in the studio. So that's, you know, like we were talking about earlier when you're saying, like, you know, telling somebody to do this and do that, which is hard to get with an artist that's, like, you're able to talk like that with. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a whole different level of something. Some people are so hell-bent on what they see their vision to be that they don't even see any other possibility in it. So, that's, like, kind of how I got here and just kept on doing that. Repetition creates, you know, a habit. And have it just become second nature, you know?
That's dope, man. That's a dope-ass sure story.
Man, get your ass over here, too, before we get up out of here. We're going to ask you a question, too. Yeah, nigga. Yeah. No, you can stay right there. I'm going to push this mic over here.
Yeah. I
want to
take Smack's mic.
Nah, you taking
Smack's mic. Come take this nigga mic.
You taking Smack's mic. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you good.
We doing it up, man. Let the people know what's up, man. What's going on?
Let the people know, man.
You know what I mean? It's real Bay Area. You know what I mean?
All Filipino.
Filipino.
Yeah. Tell him what's up, man.
Not Mexican.
Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to the Mexicans.
Yeah, man. So what's up, man? When you start producing, man?
Man, it's been a minute. You know what I mean? This my guy right here.
Chuck.
You know what I mean? Chucky. You know what I mean?
I might start calling him that now.
Chucky.
What'd you say?
That's Chucky.
No, we've been doing it for a minute, man. Like, it's been a long journey. I don't even know where to start, man.
Yo ass, you know, nervous.
Right. Basically,
hit the horn on that.
They grew up together.
I'm a little nervous, man.
Chucky, come on, so you and Chucky grew up together, you know what I'm saying? You start producing when you was a little younger, what?
There you
15,
go.
20, what?
High school.
High school.
You know what I mean?
Who would you produce it for? One of the homies?
It's been a good 10 years. Yeah, like, I started as an engineer, you know what I mean? Like, all the homies in high school rap, I just kept going, you know what I mean? And then,
Oh, you started off as an engineer. I'm still an engineer.
Like that's my bread and butter. Like I really,
I met him as like, so basically, what happened was I was in living in San Francisco. I booked a random studio. They gave me him as the engineer, and I was like, this nigga hard. So every time I went back to that studio, I just asked.
Usually how engineers really get big, because they'll start in a big studio and then like a bigger artist be like, oh yeah, I'm taking you with me. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's really.
At that time, I'm ground level. I'm still working at Sports Authority, but using extra money to fucking go to studio.
Hey, being an engineer and a producer, because I be feeling like they don't give engineers and producers enough fucking credit.
Facts. Absolutely. That's why I got on
this
too.
I don't know, like, how do you think you guys can fix that problem to where they, you know, you guys can be more recognizable, you feel me, for the accolades that you guys help produce? Because I don't know who I was listening to, but they was like, bruh, if we ain't on the beat, what the fuck you finna do?
No, facts.
You know what I'm saying? You finna acapella? The song ain't gonna be the song.
100%.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I feel like for me personally, I'm just trying to do the good work, and you know, like, I'm not really worried about that.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I'm trying to, like, it's all about the music for me. I'm a music guy. You know what I mean? I really do this every day. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, so. Yeah, it's just about everything I touch. Like, I just wanted to, you feel me, like, be right. And then I'll worry about that shit later. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So what about the money?
Yeah, I mean.
You ain't doing it for the money, or you doing it for the love?
I mean, I get money, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, at the point I'm at right now, like, the money hasn't caught up to my skill. Mm-hmm. But that's fine with me. Like, I believe that it will. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, like, that's where I'm at.
I like that. I've had a lot of good mentors,
like, in the Bay. Like, I really, like, spent years with, like, P-Lo. I don't know if y'all know P-Lo.
P-Lo, come on down here back on Fig. Don't worry about nothing.
Yeah, we got to get P-Lo.
We'll get P-Lo.
Get P-Lo, come on down there.
That's my brother. Like, I'm with him every day. You feel me? Like, I really, like, I'm in there with him.
Send the verse, P-Lo.
You know, J-Ant. You know, the HBK, like, I Am Sue, like, all them, bro. Like, I really came up under them. So, like, you feel me? That's where I'm at.
Oh, it's a bunch of swag, a bunch of records.
Yeah, come on, a lot of culture. Like, a
bunch of sauce coming up out of there.
It's Emmy, not on me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a bunch of sauce coming out of there, man. It's a bunch of sauce coming out of there.
Yeah, for sure.
But I do hear a lot of producers and a lot of engineers feeling like, hold on, man, y'all be leaving us out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, that's true, though.
It's like a thin line, even with just the producer title, because it's like some people consider producers just the nigga that made the beat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. True.
But then, like, if you really look back, like Quincy Jones didn't just make a beat.
Yeah.
That nigga made sure the song sounded correct.
No, Quincy Jones cared about the music. I just heard this story in the studio the other day. Quincy Jones cared about the music so much, he paid somebody $35,000 to come in and play the guitar, only for when the song was done to mute what the nigga played because the song didn't need it.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, 35 racks just down the drain.
That's but he crazy. Cared about the music so much and the end result of the product
that's
so
part
much.
Of trying shit.
That, yeah.
That's part of trying shit.
I was like,
shit.
Damn.
Mute that shit. We need
I was like, I need to care about the music more.
Yeah. Right.
I said, damn. I would have found somewhere to put that guitar.
Yeah, I mean, but they do. Artists do get on the stage and they be like, you know, thank God. You know, thank my mama. Yeah, fuck all or fuck everybody else, though.
I'll be trying, you know what I mean?
Producer.
Oh, and like writers, too.
Writers
Why
too.
Do they want writers to stay so quiet?
Because they the ones with the sauce.
Writers so important, bro.
Because you got to think, The Dream was a writer. Mm-hmm. So if writers start going out and being the artist,
that's me.
It's ugly.
Mm. Right.
I mean, but still, like the writer can't always go out and be the artist because
you gotta have the
they be ugly,
and that's because you of that thin line too.
You gotta have the whole thing too for sure.
You gotta have a package.
There's a thin line with artists too because it's like the artist, the people think that the artist is the writer too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But really, the artist is the performer. The artist is the performer,
true.
And it could be that they write, but more times than not, you know, a lot of times they don't. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they just coming in all robot.
Fuck
it.
I like that.
Tour. It's me. That's easy work, though.
That for sure.
They don't really harp on you as much as singers, though. But if you do it in rap, in the rap community, it's bad for you.
But
as far as the R&B, I mean, this acceptable. Whatever. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Do it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why that is, too. But I do feel like an engineer and a producer should get just as much as credit as anybody else. You know what I mean? They should be highlighted because
for sure.
Being there as an engineer, especially like with somebody like me that don't know how to rap, don't know the ins and outs, don't know shit, I don't know the terminology,
for sure.
I don't know
for sure.
nothing coming in as
difference.
An artist, and I'm just like, hey, I want it to sound like this.
For
right.
sure.
And then you like, what's it sound like what? You kind of like give an example. You like, oh, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, T-Rex.
Right.
Hit me. Come on, we.
See, look, you about to fuck around and get back in the line, man.
I got you.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
And we might have some beats for you. Depends on what you're trying to do.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
You're back on
fix. Stop playing with me. I'm out here.
That's like what Pac said. Pac said, I just want to get in the studio and lay it down, and then I want to get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
Let the producers and let the people that mix and master
do
their motherfucking thing. You feel me? I'm going to do my job. Y'all do y'all job. So niggas do got to get in producers and the people that mix and master. Shout out Ali because he opened that lane up for people
for
to know that you could do that.
Shout out
Ali
is
my brother. TDE to death. Like, I've been knowing him for years, over years. Like, we worked together and all shit. Shout out to him because I feel he opened that door up what Pac was saying. Like, nigga, I'm going to drop it. Let them do what they do.
Yeah.
I did what I'm supposed to do, so I ain't got to be in here.
For right.
Sure. They know what they're hearing to me. So, shout out Ali for that, man, on the real.
Yeah,
nah, facts.
Yeah, hey. I love that, man. Shout out everybody that's in the Hilly platform.
Shout out everybody in this motherfucker, man.
Get the horn, that nigga got a horn, man. I love that, man. Yo, I'm saying W's in the chat, man, for sure. Shout out everybody in here, man. Make sure y'all like this video, homie. You feel me? Make sure y'all like the video. We definitely got disconnected, so go watch that one too and like that video.
I'm
saying Dreebo got two of them. I ain't did that in a long ass time, man. But that's all good, man. Make sure you like the video. Subscribe to the channel.
We got an album coming too.
I
want to
hear what Chucky got to
say over there. Come on over here, Chucky.
Yeah, but make sure y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all not already subscribe to the channel, man. You
talk
feel me?
Talk that shit, come over here, Chucky.
We got any super chats or nah? We couldn't even read our last super chats. We had.
We didn't get to none of them, but the ones he read.
Yeah, we got one super chat. Wow.
Shout out to whoever
said that. What that shit say, man? Dreebo, what?
The one, anxiety, go crazy. Oh, the Dreebo, the one, the live, the one, and whoever sent it to Dreebo World, they sent two dollars. Oh, Dreebo sent that itself. No, I said it. Oh, geez, wow, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. I knew this one right here. Hey, shout out to Fisticuffs for sure. Oh man, shout out to Fisticuffs, man. Okay, my boy Chuck.
You feel me? You're a producer too?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? What you done man? Let the people know what's up.
Man, I done started working with Adam. He was with me, bro. We got a
hey, look, don't be
Let's go, man. You know, I was just a homie, you know. He brought me out to the studio and just being around, you know, the energy and all that. And then, like, you feel me? I didn't really see myself as just starting producing, but, you know, if you around it so much, you just pick it up. So, like, just over the years, back in, like, 2014, pretty much, really when we started getting the studio. And then, we just started just trying this shit, just seeing it around people. And then started producing, got linked up with Drebo. I really just sent him some beats, and then that's how Shut the Fuck Up record fucking came out. Just fucking around.
Dope.
You know what I mean? You just never really know. Like, you just gotta send that shit, cause I mean, the artist gonna see how
that shit ready.
You know what I mean?
You got it?
We got it on us right now.
Yeah, you gotta play that bitch right now.
Right.
Oh, God, man. That's tight.
But nah, you know, just being around, you know, I just learned a lot from just being around people. You gotta be able to just, you know, keep learning.
Tell us about the gold plaque your boy sent way back in.
Yeah, way back.
Just on some, you know, like, just on some crazy, like,
we got a gold plaque together, man.
I mean, you know, it was some sessions back then, like when like YG came through and he recorded like a whole project, and then what was that? Still Brazy?
Yeah, Still Brazy.
Still like, Brazy.
Yeah.
So he was working on the second album. This was after he got shot.
You sure got a lot to say back there.
Let my man tell the story on the mic.
Right. You know, shout out Sycamore. He came through. And, like, you know, just peeping out, you know, just the vibe in the Bay and stuff. And then, shout out David Ali, connect all that, too. So,
shout out.
He pretty much put that together. And then, we was just some young, you feel me, fresh 21, just in the, you know, studio. And then, like, we just got the opportunity to just, you know, just work. And then just, you know, it was, like, a nice-ass studio. So people was fucking with the whole vibe. And then, that just opened up a lot of doors, really. That's actually another, like, point when I started producing. Because, you know, you just being around people like that, it's like, oh, shit, you know. Just seeing other producers come in the studio and, you know, just picking up a game, really. Kind of like, you know, what Keon was saying, like, with just, you know, just who you around and all that. Yeah. So pretty much that's kind of, like, my start of it. And then, like, pretty much... Shit, bro, just staying locked in with it.
That's
like,
tight, man. Yeah, tight, hit the horn for my boy, man. You feel me? We gonna play some unreleased music from Drebo.
Yeah.
Drink.
We can do that.
What we got?
You can play Undisclosed Location first. This one, Keon and the homie Truce produced.
Don't worry about nothing.
Summertime video or just like this anytime video?
Nah, it's just a song, but
I know, but I'm saying, like, what you think it's made for? Summertime video, or it's anytime? Like, you can play this anytime, any weather, and it's gonna go crazy.
Working, knew that I was destined to do more than flip a burger. These days can't be giving you my time unless it's worth it. Wonder why I get the shit I get, cause I deserve it. This here ain't all accident. Beef feel like drug dealers when the facts come in. I'm selling rhymes, I ain't selling crack. These niggas out here selling lies, I'ma sell the facts. God sent me signs on the journey, I've been selling that. Everything happened for a reason. Faith taking over whenever I ain't believing. Do it with intention. You can drive the car without the engine. Lately I've been feeling like the one they about to mention. This is the beginning, we ain't nowhere near the end. Where it go from here, it all depends. Trying to make the money, not amends. I can't let them fuck up all my plans. I've been seeing through a 2020 lens.
I've been down this road before. Ain't no telling where I go. How I get there, I don't know, but I keep on. Sometimes I may go astray. Still get better every day. Find a way to make a way. I just keep on, I keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. I keep on keeping on.
hear the hype and believe it, cause it's really that. They surprised the way I be singing that I can really rap. Funny thing is, you would never know this shit is effortless. Glass half full, I could never be a pessimist. Chill, nigga, you would rarely catch me on some extra shit. Hook game crazy like kickoff, I'm a specialist. 101, please do not compare me to the rest of it. Life on the line, I've been taking some risk. I'm making a shift, better live and need patience for this. You could do the math, let it add up for me. If I'm investing in some shit, it gotta come back to me. Fuck how you feel, gotta go with the money. If it's raining or it's sunny, I just keep on running. You gotta really want it. You gotta really want it.
I've been down this road before. Ain't no telling where I go. How I get there, I don't know, but I keep on. Sometimes I may go astray. Still get better every day. Find a way to make a way. I just keep on, I keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on.
Fire. I fucks with it.
Appreciate man, that's it. Crazy, yeah, man. Homie. That's cold, homie. Nah, that's real music.
The, nah, for sure. We making real music.
That's real
here.
Deal, real music right there, homie.
For real, for real.
When I say real music, when I say, you know, it seemed like you really took your time from me. It's well produced.
No, substance sound, for sure.
Yeah, mixes
sure,
there.
Appreciate that.
I love that. That shit is
and
hard.
That ain't even finished. You feel me? That's unreleased.
That's hard, like, that's man. Just,
it's unreleased. Yeah. Unreleased.
Unreleased, man.
To me, that's like he took right his time now. And he was the producer. He was the rapper. And he made sure everything was copacetic. Like, nigga, I engineered all this. And that guy, yeah, that's how it sounds to me. Like,
no, he did, though.
I know. See, you know what?
It's funny, though, because that one I really did, though.
Ah, you bitch ass. Ah! See, but I'm just saying, though, that's how I take it from when I'm listening to it. I may be on the phone, but I can multitask. You feel me? So I'm just, but when I'm like, ooh, that's something like
keep
you took serious.
Keep on keeping
like,
on.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to tell the lyrics now, bitch. You didn't think he produced and engineered and did all that.
He produced that with him and
I know, but I'm just using that for a narrative. Like what I just was saying, like he tried to change my narrative and he was like, nah, I already did that, though. Shout out to that, though. Nah,
but man, yeah, big W's in the chat for my boy Drebo for coming through.
Yeah,
man. Oh, yes, sir.
Hey,
you know this, man.
Hey, you
know
my boy,
man. You know what I'm saying?
Anytime
you
want to
come back.
Chat. Hey, I'm like, drink tap. I'm going to take a shot for you right now. I'm going to take a shot for you. Hey, my nigga.
Man, you come back anytime you want, man. You feel me? Doors is open, man. Big back on Fig, man. Bring your homies through, man. Appreciate you guys are you. Welcome too. Y'all don't even have to come with Drebo, man.
Thank just
you,
pull out.
No, they got a good
slow. I'm a gatekeeper. You gatekeeper. They gotta come with me.
Yeah. Gatekeeping these niggas. Gatekeeping these niggas.
Real, when you're ready to record, let me know.
It's over for that. You ain't gotta worry about that. That's what you don't care about because he's not gonna hit you.
That's
up.
What you
he's a podcaster. You know what I mean? He ain't worried about that rap shit.
Man, but make sure y'all go check Drebo out, man. You feel me?
Yeah,
don't worry about nothing.
Now.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, comment, tell a friend that Drebo is back on Fig and
Lobby
Fig 2 is back
on all
in.
Platforms. Also, we got the show June 20th back at the Fig. Virgil. Shout out to homie Tiny, he hosting that.
Shout out Tiny.
We got Into Deep opening up. You feel me? June 20th, get your tickets. Follow me on Instagram, all that good
June
shit.
June 20th.
June 20th, man. I'm starting now, nigga.
That part, as you should.
When I said it to you, remind me of that.
We gonna promote that shit when it's damn near time. But June 20th, these niggas ain't gonna remember that shit.
But it's better if they get that shit now. So
they marking it on their calendar right now.
It's better to make sure niggas now. So when June 20th come, they ain't got nothing to worry about. But just show up to a press, dress,
give
me like $1 million, and handle your candle.
Put it on your calendar, man. June 20th, man. We gonna keep it going, but I.
people still gotta remind me so I can promote.
I'm gonna remind everybody, don't you?
Get your damn tickets, man. Get your tickets. But shout out to the homie, man, for coming through, man. It's
appreciate
all love.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
Make sure y'all check us out, man. You feel me? We just did Mozzie Drebo, got two streams on this motherfucker right now. So make sure y'all go check those out. Make sure y'all like the video. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel if you're not already subscribed to the channel. You feel me? Make sure y'all go check out minimal.la. You feel me? And use our code FIGG to get 20% off of everything. And Prize Picks too. Make sure y'all log on to Prize Picks, man. Download the app right now. You feel me? Use our code BOF to double your deposit. And make sure y'all go get hit winnable, because I'll definitely be winning. I won like 2-3.
Man, I just hit
don't even worry about it. I ain't even gonna floss on my nigga.
Two, three divided by mine, bitch. I need my cut, bitch. So that means we done need me 50-50. Make sure, hey, if y'all need some good Prize Picks, make sure you go tap in on Terrell Instagram, because he posted all the time. He just won bandanas. Well, we won bandanas, you know what I mean, behind the scenes. But he got the best picks, you hear me? We win all the time. Make sure you use Prize Picks. Shout out Prize Picks. Back on Fig. We going up.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? We finna come right back. You feel me? We finna take a little break. We be right back with Cartel Boast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We about. Gone.
Yes, sir.